All right, I'm about to branch out into a lot of other big news that's very important, but I wanted to finish up here with the poison COVID shots that they call a vaccine and how it's coming out everywhere that it's so deadly and total vindication. Now, I told you, it's like that Who song, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again, but at least they're having to shuffle deck chairs on the New World Order Titanic. Jacinda Ardern pushed total police state, the worst in the world except for communist China, and then Canada and Italy were close third and fourth, and she knew the poll showed right at 20% support, between 19 and 22, depending on the poll, so she quit months ahead of the election coming up in October. But then they installed the new prime minister of New Zealand, Chris Hipkins. Now, this is what he said just a year ago. If you're not jabbed, we will come looking for you. So if you thought Jacinda Ardern was crazy, look what New Zealand has now. But he's another WEF alumni. He said, why do I care about New Zealand? It's the same people that run our CDC and FDA. We've got a lawyer that's working with Robert Kennedy Jr. who needs no introduction, joining us here in just a moment to talk about it. But here's a clip.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
Go out and find forced injections. Now we know why Elon totally turned against the shots. He had questions, said it shouldn't be mandatory 2 years ago. Now we know that 6 months ago he had to go to his German plant. They made him take it to come in the country. The second shot almost killed him, and it almost killed his cousin that's one of his best friends who's in great shape and a decade younger than him, and a bunch of his family got sick from it. Because obviously when they gave Musk the shot, they had the ones that hadn't been overheated. The silver lining of this is a lot of the shots didn't hurt people because even an hour or so above 87 degrees ruins the Moderna and Pfizer shots. Remember, they're the exact same shot. Moderna's just four of the shots. Joining us is one of the top lawyers at the tip of the spear fighting this. We'll cover several other issues before he's got to go. He's got to host his own show coming up in about 30 minutes. Robert Barnes, thank you for coming on. I mean, I said a year ago in late January that they would be defeated and it was over. It would just be a matter of time. I think we can say a year later, everybody's turning against them across the board. The question is, what do they do next? BBC every day is saying, we were wrong. The shots are poison. Huge scandal of the ages. And I use the BBC. That's the government of Britain. That's government run. It's all over the news here. What the hell is going on? And what do you expect them to do? Because the deep state is not going to back down in my research and history. Barnes, you're a savvy man and you're deeply in the middle of exposing Pfizer with lawsuits, with whistleblowers from them covering this up. And we had Borla, obviously, a few days ago in Davos saying, oh, we talked to the CDC, no side effects. Well, the CDC says very dangerous signals. Where are we currently? What would you describe this moment right now?
Well, there's a lot of pressure to crack the dam, but the institutional influence is still holding on. So, like, I mean, for example, even though the military was forced to pull back on their vaccine mandate due to the passage of legislation, they're still requiring it for people who are members of the reserves. Another example is, you know, the federal courts are still pushing back on allowing any kind of meaningful suit to go forward against either the CDC and the FDA or the whistleblower claim brought by Brooke Jackson against Pfizer directly. The biggest claim that would go into the heart of these issues is still pending with no discovery allowed, waiting for a motion to dismiss.
So we're not out of the woods, but at least we know we're in the woods.
Oh, absolutely. It's getting harder and harder for them to contain the truth. When your Elon Musks of the world are coming out and saying the vaccine injured me, the vaccine caused a severe injury of my cousin, then that's, and it may have been part of the inspiration for him to take over Twitter and release. And I mean, right now there's a big media dive going on of independent journalists into the Twitter files concerning Fauci. These will probably be the most damning Twitter files to be released entirely. So the system made institutional failures. You see breaches in the dam repeatedly, breaks in the matrix repeatedly. You see it in the, people being on BBC saying that these shots are dangerous. Major medical professionals and doctors increase. I mean, every day, the way Robert Kennedy put it was every single day, they don't gain any converts. Every single day, we do.
So no, we're moving no the better. Football, they're not.
Absolutely. Even Scott Adams, who tried to be a cheerleader for the vaccines all the way through, came out this week and said he was wrong and the vaccine critics were right. And he admitted the reason he got it wrong is he trusted government sources and media sources that that he probably shouldn't have trusted. So, you know, you have more and more people raising questions, challenging it, contesting it, doubting the institutional narrative. Even Benji Shapiro had to come out and say the vaccines weren't such a good idea. He misunderstood. He got the data wrong. So even these institutional narratives are breaking down amongst its own patrons and propagandizers. And so that's where they're getting into real risk. Sure. And the question is, when does it break through to the government? When does it break through to a federal judge? When do they get the message it's time to hold these people accountable?
But if you study history, even if the establishment is recalcitrant, something this big is not going to go away. And the more they try to suppress it, the more explosive it gets.
Absolutely. They're going to do everything possible and conceivable. I mean, we saw that in Davos this past week. The WEF was saying, let's do more vaccines. Tony Blair, well, remember it was a big conspiracy theory when we were talking about vaccine passports being a predicate for a digital chip and a digital ID and a digital biometric system and a social credit system superimposed on that digital credit system. Well, what did Tony Blair say at Davos? He said, we need a digital passport system. We need to use the vaccines to create a permanent digital passport system. So they're going to continue down their path.
And of course, Robert, when you and I said that 2.5, 3 years ago, it wasn't because we just dreamed it up. The WEF and the UN with Xi Jinping had a 4-year multinational research initiative to come up with a global ID based on a vaccine passport to create a global social credit score, carbon tax, universal basic income. So we knew their damn plan. We weren't making a prediction. We were telling them what was happening. It's like going to a play for the Nutcracker like I did this year with my 5-year-old. And they give you a program. And if you've forgotten what comes next, you got a 5-page program tells you, now this scene's coming up. I mean, we got the frickin' program.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what you've been doing for several decades. It's just listening to what they themselves say, what they themselves write, what they themselves publish. Our mutual friend James Corbett put this out at the very beginning in his 4-part Bill Gates documentary series.
Powerful.
Saying, look, all you got to do is follow what Bill Gates is up to, and you can figure out what the plan is. Bill Gates has been obsessed with digital IDs, digital chips, digital banking, digital vaccines, population control, food control, all of this now.
And how criminal is it that from day one, Big Pharma with intelligence agencies worked with dinosaur media and big tech to suppress not just the truth about the shots or the virus, but therapeutics? That, to me, is a whole other crime just as big as the shot. I mean, this is Joseph Mengele stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, God bless President Trump, but if he paid attention, they ran a number on him. One of the key lies to get emergency use authorization for any of this, to get Operation Warp Speed ever there, was to convince President Trump and America that there were no therapeutics available. I mean, they came after anybody who was talking about silver, talking about vitamin D, talking about zinc, talking about ivermectin, now talking about exercise, talking about the sun. I got the Winter Sun InfoWars product right behind me. They're saying all these things. No, these things couldn't help stop COVID. These things couldn't be a therapeutic. These things couldn't help you. Now they admit all of those things can help you. But they hid that. Why? Because of this forced vaccine treatment never would have got off the ground if the world would have known there were successful therapeutics already available that were more likely to be successful than the vaccine has ever proven.
And here's the cherry on top. We'll come back with other issues. Fauci from 2009 to 2015, this is mainstream news, look it up, we've covered it, ran a Pentagon initiative trying to find a cure or treatment for SARS and coronavirus COVID-like stuff out of China, and they found hydroxychloroquine and also the so-called horse paste, ivermectin, were almost 100% effective. That was all out of Pentagon study reports, and they knew it in a Fauci study out many years ago. Incredible evil. Rising up, right to the top. This really ought to be our theme song, all of ours. all the patriots, black, white, old, young, gay, straight, all of you that knew the truth about the New World Order and the deadly shots and the tyranny, and you didn't care what the propaganda say. You didn't care if you got censored. You didn't care if you got debanked. You didn't care if you got attacked. You did the right thing. You're the tiger. Woo! What? I got a 4 or 5 issues I want to hit because you got to leave. You're going to be back very soon with us for a full hour. But Robert Barnes, great constitutional lawyer, one of the smartest guys I know, is a historian. How would you quantify this moment in the awakening we're at? And then I want to hit them raiding Biden's house now. I'm finding a third tranche of documents, what that signifies. Again, it seems like the Steven Crowder Daily Wire fight is beneath the radar. I'm not saying Crowder isn't important or they're not important. I'm saying little squabbles aren't important, but this is a little squabble. This shows how, quite frankly, Fox News and the Mockingbird operation controls the conservative nationalist movement. We'll hit that before you leave. But just what do you want to say to the troops out there? Because they need a real, real salute. And I'm not a guy that just rah, 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 but when it's time to have, when we've had big victory, we should have a little bit of a spiritual celebration.
Oh, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, the bottom line is because we were on the front lines and because the InfoWars audience was on the front lines and stayed in the fight, didn't go away. All the lawfare, all the all the deplatforming, all of it was intended to suppress and censor and shame the audience into going away. I mean, the lawyer made it explicit in Connecticut, said the whole goal and objective isn't to recover money for anybody. It's to shut down InfoWars. And the best way to get that is to get the audience to run away, to hide. And think about how much pressure has been brought on this audience over the last several years. Their jobs were threatened. Their ability to travel was threatened. Their ability to send their kids to school was threatened. Their ability to basic access to medical care was threatened.
They were told they were criminals. They were told they were murderers. But they did the research, and the medical experts went public, and the heroes went public, and we have won a major victory. We're winning right now, aren't we, Barnes?
No doubt about that. When you have billionaires like Elon Musk buying Twitter to out and expose the deep state because in part he was injured by this vaccine, that's what's going to happen because guys like Musk are paying attention to the whole audience too. And so when they see, hey, these people out here are saying that this is a dangerous product, but all the big people tell me it's not. So I go with the big people and it turns out it was a dangerous product. Maybe I need to reexamine what's happening in the world and use my wealth and power to open the door on the truth.
And even if Musk isn't perfect, he can see which way the wind's blowing and that liberty's going to win. This is a real, and Scott Adams and all of them, the BBC and ABC and CNN coming out and saying the mask didn't work and locking kids down didn't work and sorry, the shots really didn't work. They are capitulating. So any way you slice it, it is victory. Let's talk about Joe Biden and this raid on his house by the FBI yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you can walk out of your footstep, you know, walk out your door and run into some classified documents that Joe Biden had stored. So, I mean, there's been so much confession through projection. One of my favorite principles out there. Somebody accuses you of something weird. Listen to it. They're probably confessing their own crimes. Look at what the Democratic Party has talked about Trump for 5 years, 6 years. And basically, they were confessing Biden's own crimes. And what it is like, why did they claim? They claim Trump had classified documents because he was trying to sell them or monetize them for his personal gain to foreign governments. Trump never did that. Trump had documents that embarrassed the deep state. Who did have documents in order to profit?
And he
from
was
them?
The president. He was allowed to have them. Biden got this when he was vice president.
Not only that, he had some of these back from his Senate days. So he's been storing and using his access to classified materials to monetize it, use his family to be the ones to go out and be the front guys. That's why it's not a coincidence that Hunter Biden was living at the house where these documents were stored.
Who was a known Chinese communist spy in his own audio recordings, working with the head of Chinese intelligence, $50,000 a month to pay for the house as a safe house for the Chi-Coms. But clearly they're wanting to get rid of Biden now.
Oh, they do, but the problem is they have an idiot in Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's staff hates her. The country hates her. Every poll shows she does worse than Biden. That she's so unlikable, they would like to Spiro Agnew her. You know, like I mean, what they did to Nixon when they took Spiro Agnew.
They used taxes on him, yeah.
Exactly, and that allowed them to take Nixon out, as Tucker Carlson just talks about. We've been talking about that conspiracy going on for years. Well, credit to Tucker Carlson for publicly, you know, talking about it on Fox News.
And we're
going
to play that report in the first little segment coming up, guys. Get it ready after you leave. Because of time, let's shift gears. I could talk to you for 5 hours, Barnes. Let's get into the media calls a circular firing squad between Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro, but that's not. he said, I don't want the $50 million, which was over 5 years with bandwidth and crew. That's not that much money, folks. That ain't worth that much. I can tell you what it takes to run this. He's running a similar operation. So he leaves the Blaze. He goes to them. They send him a contract saying if Big Tech censors you, you're locked in the contract for 5 years, but you're not going to be paid any money. He said, this is insane. I'm not taking the deal, but what about your people? He goes, well, they're wage slaves. Then they spun it that he was mad and wanted more money, so he releases the recording showing that wasn't it. He had to. People said, oh, he's a bitch releasing that. He's only recorded people 3 times. I don't record people very often, but I did with Megyn Kelly because when it's that evil, you should record it. Give us your take on it.
Absolutely. I mean, the contract wasn't a $50 million contract. The contract was an indentured servitude contract to be loyal to Big Tech or you lose your money for the next 6 years. You do the math. I mean, we've done these kind of contracts. We've seen these kind of contracts. It's common in the entertainment industry, sadly.
It's a classic old record executive where, oh, you might get this if you do everything we say.
Exactly. It's a contract that said puts a big dollar amount up front that makes you tempted to take it. Then you dig into the details and you find out what this deal did. Steven Crowder was going to have to pay the Daily Wire money to produce his own content. And they Daily Wire would keep all of the profits. It was literal indentured servitude. If Big Tech censored him, he owed them money under the contract. They didn't owe him anything. And they owned him for up to 6 years. Yeah. They had unilateral provisions in place. So the contract wasn't a $50 million contract. It was, hey, Steven Crowder, be an indentured servant, be loyal to Big Tech, or that's your choice. Either be loyal to Big Tech or you're going to be an indentured servant.
And they even said, be our slave on the audio.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. That's exactly what it was all about. It was about the Daily Wire was founded by a billionaire family out of Texas, connected to natural gas and fracking. That's involved in a real religious, weird religious movement that backed Ted Cruz, that founded the Daily Wire to take out Breitbart and Bannon, to try to take out the populist wing of the Republican Party. Jeremy Boring has admitted that being an anti-Trump platform was their foundation. They were backed by spook-related money and spook-related sources. Their goal, it's not a coincidence they were big backers of Ted Cruz. It's not a coincidence they were big Trump haters. It's not a coincidence they've hoarded for every war in existence.
Yeah, there's no doubt that if you're going to control the opposition, you should lead it. And it's 100% that Ben Shapiro is a figurehead. And there's some good people at Daily Wire. I don't want to attack them all. But I'm going to tell you, folks, they are worse than the Democrats. They are the Judas goats. They are Judas Iscariot. Ben Shapiro is Judas Iscariot.
Absolutely. I mean, and then he comes out and he lies about the contract. He lies about Steven Crowder. He lies about the negotiations. That's who these people, it's not a coincidence.
And then we saw the Twitter bots turn on against Crowder. That's when you know. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. That. Look at the institutional media. All the media was anti-Crowder. That was their spin on this. The Reuters, AP, Young Turks, Media Matters, all those organizations all took the spin for the Daily Wire against Steven Crowder. Disgusting. I think Crowder stumbled into this. Crowder didn't realize he was stumbling into an Operation Mockingbird operation. But, I mean, to give people an idea, the Daily Wire is backed by billionaires, probably a billion-dollar company, makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year. This deal was done in order to lock up and co-op and control and cabin and contain conservative voices.
Which was what Fox News has been doing forever. Which is what Fox News did forever.
Absolutely. It's exactly right. You couldn't have a bigger contrast than the Daily Wire and InfoWars. See, what is a lot of people who follow the Daily Wire. They follow, Candace Owens can say some really good stuff. Andrew Klavan can say some really good stuff. They sometimes say really good stuff. But when you need them, the leaders of the Daily Wire are on the wrong side.
They're pro-shot. They're pro New World Order. Absolutely. They're anti-gun.
Absolutely. I mean, that's who they are. And that's the definition of controlled opposition. There'll be opposition on some things where we share alignment, but they'll be controlled on the big issues that threaten deep state power. That's the difference between, I mean, I always say how they respond to Alex Jones describes it. Do they embrace defending free speech?
No. Ben Shapiro supported my banning. All right, Barnes, great job. We should support Steven Crowder all the way. Anybody that does it is a complete idiot. People go, well, he's not hardcore enough. Well, he ain't run by the deep state. And I wish Crowder would have listened to me. I said years ago, you got to leave the Blaze. You got to do your own product sales direct. You'll be totally free. And then I could work for Crowder. And I love Crowder. Or he can work. The point is that he's got a break with him. He gets it now. He thought he was leaving something bad with the Blaze. He jumped right out of the fire into Hades itself. Speaking of that clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Nixon. It's powerful. It's coming up next. Second hour's right ahead. Robert Barnes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
He's got his own podcast coming up in about 2 minutes. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, Infowars.com/show. Out here in the dark, you can't tell where you are. You're not able to ascertain the terrain around you. But as you begin to add more light to the situation, the details come into focus and you begin to become aware of your surroundings. Light is commonly used as an archetype or a metaphor for the truth. And with the surveillance and the censorship of intelligence agencies working with legacy media and big tech, they have attempted to suppress the light in the last 3 years while they launched their Great Reset agenda. But because of independent journalists and citizens and scientists and doctors coming out and blowing the whistle, the globalist attempt to suppress us and keep us in darkness has completely failed. And now that the full horror of what we've all gone through is starting to come into crisp focus, we realize we are all in grave danger. We're all standing on the edge of a cliff. And as we begin to research even more, and as more light floods the zone, we realize that many of us have been pushed off that cliff to their deaths in many cases, and into debilitating illnesses, sterility, heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, and so many other terrible adversities that we now know the CDC was aware of before the poison shots were even rolled out in October of 2000. Why would they admit in their own documents they were conscious of this program? There's a lot of reasons for that. We'll be discussing them in the days and weeks and months to come. But know this, a reckoning isn't coming. It's already here. And Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of his criminal eugenics depopulation cult, like Paul Ehrlich and others, must be brought to justice, because they're already planning new attacks. They've already scripted the next bioweapon release, and they've already cast themselves as the heroes.